having met with and engaged with the Insurance Alliance Group and many members of it, and indeed members of my own community, what I'm very aware of is that it's not a silver bullet and it's not one single action that's going to make the changes that we need. Of the 66 actions, 51 being complete, we are starting to see changes in some areas, not all areas, and I think in particular some of the larger pieces around the guidelines last year. These take time to be able to see and reflect the changes in our pockets and indeed for those in our communities as well. The legislation, as I've set out, whether it's in publishing the amendments themselves, we're focusing on two things in particular that we codify where laws where judgments are already taking place, where common sense is being applied, where we've seen in court rulings recently dismissals or reductions in awards, but secondly, where we introduce a voluntary assumption of risk. So that's very clear what that means. It means that if you walk into a place, an area or a setting where you may hurt yourself and you are aware of that, then you cannot make a claim afterwards. I appreciate this is extremely important for a lot of businesses, and that's why I have every intention to bring it forward in as quick a way as possible through the criminal or the civil miscellaneous bill, which is due in the coming months.